So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ein ma'arvin peiris b'peiris, afil chadoshim b'chadoshim. A field owner who agrees to sell grain from a specific field may not combine it with grain of a different field, even if both are of the new harvest. And certainly if he agreed to sell yishanim, older dried grain, he may not combine it with chadashim, newer moist grain, even if the chadashim were more expensive, because as the Gemara explains, the high price of chadashim is merely because they will be put away until they become yishanim, which produce more flour, while perhaps this buyer wants to use them immediately. However, as Rashi adds, vice versa, mutala arv yishanim b'chadashim. If he agreed to sell chadashim, he may combine it with yishanim because it produces more flour. The Mishnah continues, be'emes amru, be'yayin hitiru la'arv kash barach, v'mneishu mashbichai. Regarding wine, one who agreed to sell a mild wine may mix in a strong wine because it enhances the taste of the mild wine. And as the Gemara explains, be'nagites mashbichai. Only during the fermenting process does the strong wine enhance the taste of the mild wine, because the taste of the mild wine was not yet developed. However, as Rashi explains, la'achar kitos ein mashbicha ela pagmai. After the fermenting process is complete, the strong wine ruins the mild wine, because its taste was already developed. And as Rashi says, vice versa, asa la'arv rach bakasha. If he agreed to sell a strong wine, he may not mix in a mild wine, even binakitis, because the mild wine dilutes the taste of the strong wine. The Gemara adds, however, in today's times, people mix and sell different wines, even after their tastes are developed, either because the yadi become achli, the buyer is well aware that they were mixed, or because homani rabachihi dematir bedavar hanitam. They follow the opinion of Ravachu, who says that if the taste is obvious, one is permitted to sell a mixed produce or wine, because as Rashi explains, the buyer usually tastes the wine before making the purchase and will surely realize that the wine was mixed. The Mishnah continues, one may not mix into wine grape sediments from another wine barrel, because as Rashi explains, wine becomes spoiled from the shemarim of another wine. He may mix into the wine shemarim from the same barrel. If water was mixed into someone's wine, he may not sell the wine to a private person unless he notifies him that it is diluted. And he may not sell the wine to a merchant even if he notifies him, because the merchant will possibly cheat others and sell it for the higher price of undiluted wine. However, in areas where people are accustomed to mix water into their wine, one may do so and sell it for the price of standard wine, because as Rashi explains, Ein kan tois, shekol hayein is becheskes kein. He is not misleading the buyer, since all the wines are assumed to be diluted. The Mishnah continues, Hatagar neitel mehe granis, benois l'teich megura achas, mehe gites, benois l'teich pitum echad. A merchant may purchase grain from 5 different fields and store them in the same silo, and they may purchase wine from 5 presses and store them in the same vat, and sell it this way, because as Rashi explains, it is well known that he purchases his goods from many people, and they are therefore assumed to be combined with others. However, the merchant may not intentionally combine lesser quality with better quality. Zakta Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yechalka chen v'nikloyes v'goyzen l'tinoikis, memnei shumagilon lo v'yetzloy v'chacham matirin. Rabbi Yehuda says a storekeeper may not distribute roasted nuts to children because their parents will be encouraged to buy only from him and not from others. However, the chacham hold that one may do so because, as the Gemara explains, do amalei anom mafligdam guzi v'ad polik sheski. The other storekeepers can distribute prunes or other treats so that the parents are encouraged to buy from them as well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says that a storekeeper may not sell items for less than the market price, while the Chacham hold that he may do so, and this is considered a virtuous act. The others will also sell for less, which will cause the market price to go down. Abishal says a storekeeper may not separate the inferior grits from the nice ones, because as Rashi explains, since they appear to be superior, he charges far more than they are actually worth. The Chacham hold that one is permitted to do so because they follow the opinion of Rebacha, who is Mater Bedava Hanira. He permits an obvious change because the buyer knows to assess their true value. However, all agree shlo yaver me'al pi megura she'ina ele kegoinim b'sa'ayin. He may not separate only the top layer of grits and leave the inferior ones underneath because his intentions are merely to fool others. The Mishnah concludes, Ei mefarchesin, lo yasa adam, lo yasa behema, lo yasa kelim. One may not beautify a servant, animal, or utensil to enhance their appearance in order to sell them. And as the Gemara qualifies, va'atiki aser. Only if the item was old and he intends to make it appear as new, it is forbidden. However, b'chadati mutter, if the item was new and he intends merely to make it look attractive, it is permitted. Hadnulach perek hazav, we have Baruch Hashem completed the fourth perek of Masechta Bamitzia, and the next year, we'll begin the fifth perek, Ezu Neshach, be'ezras Hashem.